So on Friday, the Newfoundland and Labrador Association for Technology Innovation announced that it was moving ahead with the second phase of its Bounce Health Innovation Program. Originally, Bounce was started by Natty as a pilot project in 2018 as an accelerator for the health innovation sector in 2018. Chandra Kavanagh is the director of Bounce, and as she tells VOCM's Richard Duggan, the new iteration of Bounce is quite different from the pilot program.
So the first phase was amazing. The first phase was essentially a pilot project, so we tested out a number of different things. We have a number of new opportunities that are associated with Bounce 2.0. For instance, the previous Bounce didn't have any full-time employees. We didn't have a director. We didn't have a full-time entrepreneur in residence. It was off the side of a number of people's desks. So that was great for proof of concept, but really we have a fundamentally new organization in a number of ways, and that's why we've been able to partner with so many companies, that's why we've been able to launch so many programs, is because we do have that full-time support. In addition to that, we do have 3 full years of funding, which gives us an opportunity to think well into the future with an eye to becoming sustainable and a standalone organization within those 3 years.
3 years of funding, what's on the table for those 3 years? What's in the plan?
So starting right now, we are launching all of our events. We're going to have a rotating events calendar such that we have an event or two every month, including major events like the Health Innovation Summit that we have coming up next week. We're also launching our 4 programs. That includes our Bounce Entrepreneurial Certificate Program, our Internship Program, our Embryo Grants Program, and our Job Shadowing Program. And finally, we're launching a number of services that are associated with the needs of our partner companies. So that includes our Council of Experts, our Pool of Talent, our Regulatory Compliance Package, and we have many others that are in the works. In addition to that, we hope to be able to attract companies from outside Newfoundland and Labrador, and we certainly hope to be able to attract investment outside of Newfoundland and Labrador. So one of my dreams, maybe in the next 3 years, would be to put together an investable portfolio of Bounce companies that people could invest in, not one, but all of our companies. Still very much in the works, still very much ideation stage, but I'd love to see something like that within 3 years.
How important is getting that investment?
So getting the investment is tremendously important, and Bounce is very lucky that we have a number of excellent relationships with private investors and investment firms as well. Attracting investment to Newfoundland and Labrador is one of, I think, the most important, one of the best things that Bounce can do, and certainly one of the most important things in order to create sustainable companies. We want to start them off, but we want to make sure that they last for many years and that they hire Newfoundlanders and Labradorians and make a profit here in Newfoundland and Labrador and abroad.
Health innovation is something that's been of particular focus in the last 6 months with the pandemic. How important is the work that Bounce is doing in the time of COVID-19?
I think there's never been a better time. When I did my interview for this position and when I got the call that I was lucky enough to be selected, I was a little surprised because a lot of things had frozen during COVID-19. So I was hired during this summer when we were still fundamentally under lockdown. I thought that it was very admirable of the partner organizations that fund Bounce to decide to do that. A lot of people froze during COVID-19, and instead these organizations like NADI, like the federal government, like the provincial government, they decided to move. And as such, we're in a situation, and the healthcare system is in a situation of complete flux. This gives us an opportunity to identify challenges. It also gives us an opportunity to immediately address those challenges. And that's what Bounce hopes to do, is to help with the innovative solutions to the chaos that's been surrounding us for the last several months.